Beryl Park wanted to celebrate her Indigenous heritage during National Indigenous History Month in June, so she purchased a reimagined Canada flag with shapes and symbols that represent First Nations culture in Canada. The Campbell River resident made sure to follow the proper etiquette for displaying flags as outlined on the federal government website, flying the maple leaf on a flagpole at the correct angle from her condo balcony on South Dogwood Street. Weeks later, Park said she received an email on June 25 from Proline Management, the company that manages her building strata, saying they had received a complaint. She was told to take the flag down by July 2, as it violates the strata bylaw. "I was upset as an Indigenous elder," said Park, who is a member of the Haida Nation. "I was concerned because I see flags on buildings and properties all around me. I was concerned it was because it had the Indigenous design on it." The reimagined Canada flag, designed by the late Kwakwaka'wakw artist Curtis Wilson, symbolizes pride in Indigenous identity and reconciliation, she said. "It also conveys a positive message acknowledging that all Canadians are neighbors and friends." Park noted she felt the complaint was made due to the Indigenous design, and if it had been a regular Canada flag, no one would have bothered her about it. She said the strata manager denied that racism had anything to do with it. "There are some fights you let go," Park said. "This one doesn't feel like it's something I should let go." After conducting some research, Park said the National Flag Act of Canada states that no strata can prohibit citizens from flying the Canada flag and recognizes other flags as valid symbols. But Christy Tambori, strata department manager, with Proline Management, disagrees. In an email, Tambori said the act states that whoever controls a condominium building is encouraged to allow the National Flag of Canada to be displayed in accordance with flag protocol. "This means strata corporations in the province are permitted to create bylaws that ban the display of flags," Tambori said. "The matter will be discussed at the next strata council meeting," Park said. Meanwhile, she continues to fly the flag and plans to keep it around until Labor Day.